This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy reminds us that we each have a unique contribution to make in fulfilling the Great Commission. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the greatest men I know has no desire for greatness. In fact, the basic motivation of his life leads him in exactly the opposite direction. The reason for that is clear. The basic motivation of his life is to help others succeed. His life reminds me of the life of John the Baptist. God had given John a wide and influential ministry. Huge crowds came to him at the River Jordan. Small and great gathered to hear his fiery message of repentance. Religious leaders came from Jerusalem to see this phenomenon for themselves. The Bible says, "Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins." And then, just when it seemed his popularity was at its greatest, Jesus came on the scene. Was John envious of Christ? He had been in the spotlight. He was the center of attention. But no more. Now Jesus held center stage and would remain there right through his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. I believe the scriptures are clear on this point. John did not envy the popularity of Jesus. His simple declaration was, "He must increase and I must decrease." And the reason this was such a simple matter with John was that he understood and submitted himself to the call of God on his life. He told his disciples, "I am not the Christ. A man can receive nothing unless it was given to him from heaven." And at that point, the teaching of John the Baptist becomes so crucial to you and me. When we understand our calling is from God, and the portion of ministry he has for us as individuals, we are released from the temptation to envy others. When we understand that our work, our success, and all that we are and have are a gift from God, a fresh new breeze will blow through our hearts and minds. So friend, take stock. What is it that God has given you to do? When that becomes clear, the temptation to envy a singer on stage or an Olympic athlete will be washed away by the sure knowledge that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect for you. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
Why not join us in the wonderful adventure of reading through the Bible? To help you, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.